The only show that turns everything into inappropriate innuendo. This is Carpenter and Rothman.
Carpenter and Rothman, our friend Bill Bender, jumps on the program. He of the Sporting News, national college football writer. He's on the Brian Heating Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. Bill, welcome.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
We're doing great. We appreciate your time. Let me ask you this. If you had to choose one, Ohio State beats Michigan convincingly or Michigan makes this a four-quarter game, so one-score game in the fourth quarter, where are you going?
Probably the latter, because I think what's going to happen is Michigan's going to play it tight for three quarters, and it could be very similar to 17. And then I think the Buckeyes put in that kind of not cosmetic touchdown, but the dagger touchdown late in the fourth quarter, and they end up winning by 12-14.
Your confidence level in Michigan keeping it a game is what?
It would have to be based on – they've kind of tipped their hand what they're going to do. They're going to put the ball in Shea Patterson's hand. They're going to let him throw it around to those receivers, and they're going to say, you know, go win or lose the game. And either thing could happen in terms of Shea Patterson could have some success and maybe they hang around, kind of like Penn State did in the second half, or Shea Patterson could have a meltdown because of that Ohio State pass rush and turn it over a bunch of times, and then it becomes a blowout. And I think either one of those scenarios is possible.
It's amazing that we're at this point, isn't it, Bill, that we're at the point of before the season, we knew that this game was in Ann Arbor. We didn't really know what Justin Fields was going to be for Ohio State, whether he could follow up Dwayne Haskins. We knew they'd be strong. We knew the defense would be improved because they would have to be. But it's pretty amazing we've gotten to this point where Ohio State's almost a 10-point favorite at Michigan. What's impressed you most about Ohio State to this point of the season?
I don't think we knew they would lead the country in scoring offense and scoring defense and do it in a dominant fashion that really, if you take away – I hate playing this game, but if you take away the three turnovers last week, it's probably a blowout against Penn State. And if they had to adjust a little bit to the backup quarterback, but they controlled that game all the way into the fourth quarter. And I think the fact that we're having a debate between LSU and Ohio State, and I don't even think that debate's that close. I think Ohio State has the lead and should be ranked number one and will be ranked number one the next 2 weeks if they take care of business.
You know, when you talk about that lead there, Bill, and I mean, there's a lot of people who are, you know, some people are upset about this. Is it what gives you the belief that Ohio State is that much better than Penn State? You know, they use the term complete team. Is it the fact that it's their defense or, you know, I mean, what leads you to believe that they're that much better?
I haven't seen Ohio State, and there's been some really good ones in the last 25 years that I can actually remember watching, and I know you were on a couple of those teams. There's no apparent weakness on this team, and I feel like they're one that as long as they don't beat themselves, they're probably not going to lose, at least until you get into the games with Clemson and LSU. I think those are the only two teams that could actually beat the Ohio State Buckeyes right now. And I think the thing that strikes me most is there's a difference maker on every position group that's probably going to play on Sunday and do well on Sunday. And I haven't seen a team like that in a long time.
Bill Bender, Sporting News, covering college football. He's on the Brian Heating Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. Ohio State jumps to number one. I know this is a week-to-week thing. It's a very fluid situation. Do you read anything into the rankings this week on what it might mean in the future?
Well, I think the eye test is going to matter the next 2 weeks. So let's say Ohio State blows out Michigan. It's going to be hard to unseat them at number one. If LSU blows out A&M and Ohio State Michigan's close, maybe they reset it then. I think one thing to keep in mind that's kind of in LSU's back pocket, they do have the bigger game at the end of the year because Ohio State's probably going to play either a one-loss Minnesota or a two-loss Wisconsin team, whereas LSU-Georgia is going to be the biggest game of the week now that the Pac-12 championship has a little less light on it. So it'll be close. And that argument matters because the loser of the number one argument is going to have to deal with Clemson. And I've said all along, I think Clemson's fully capable of winning it all. I see no apparent weakness on their team either. And I think they're a little bit of a victim of playing in a bad conference. It's not their fault the rest of the ACC is bad.
But they barely beat North Carolina.
Well, yeah, but they won that game. So like, that's the thing. Like, that was one game in September. If you've looked at every game since, it's pretty much matched up with what Ohio State's done. So I mean, at least they got a test. And I think they are a very good team with difference makers, again, at every position group.
No, that's, you're right, Bill. We're talking about Bill Bender of the Sporting News, doing a great job covering college football here on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. And you know, heading back to Michigan a little bit, Bill, I mean, this, they're playing a lot better here, really, since the second halftime of that Penn State, you know, game. They turned it around. You hear Jim Harbaugh, you know, drop the Apollo 13 line, like, I think this is going to be our finest hour. And, you know, I look at that game more of them running out of time than even potentially losing. They bludgeon Notre Dame, and then you've got Maryland, Michigan State, Indiana. Like, they rattle off some wins. Do you think it's a function that Michigan is, you know, has found their groove offensively and they're looking a lot better, or it's more a function of maybe who they've been playing?
I'd say both. I know Don Brown's mixed up some coverages on the back end. There's a lot of that's been written on that, and I think that's entirely designed on this game this week, that they have to do something different. They can't sit back and man and let Justin Fields pick them apart with crossing routes all day. That's what Ohio State did last year. Offensively, they haven't turned the ball over, and they've run the football. And I mean, Bobby, we can break down this game in every way, but to me, and as somebody who's watched it as many times as I have, really comes down to who can run the ball and who can stop the run. Ohio State, yeah, if you look at the last 4 years, over 200 yards rushing, I think it's 5.5 yards per carry over those last four games, and Michigan's around 2.8 yards per carry and can barely get to 100 yards. It's not an accident that Ohio State's won the last two times in Ann Arbor with that rushing attack leading the way.
All right, Billy, we'll pin you down to a score. I know it's midweek, but you got an idea for us?
Yeah, I put 36-24. It's kind of like how I see it coming out. I would not be surprised if, because of the high emotions of the rivalry, Michigan comes out, maybe takes an early lead, and then Ohio State settles in. The rushing attack wears on them. As long as it comes down to these quarterbacks. If Justin Fields doesn't turn the ball over, if Ohio State doesn't turn the ball over three times again, they'll walk out of Ann Arbor with a 12-0 record. 36-24. So to put that on all your polls, I think it's going to be a good one.
We got you, buddy. Have a great Thanksgiving. Thanks for jumping on with us.
Hey, no problem. Thanks a lot.